All eyes are on China at the International Climate Change Conference underway in Montreal. After the United States, China is the world's second largest producer of the greenhouse gases that contribute to global warming, and its emissions are increasing faster than any other country's. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren spoke with some members of the Chinese delegation in Montreal.
Chinese officials say a few things are certain. Their economy is growing fast, it's fueled primarily by coal, and that means greenhouse gas emissions are going to keep going up.
That's something nobody can change. Nobody can argue. That's a fact, simply.
Li Lian is the deputy director of China's Climate Change Coordinating Committee. She says China can't do what rich countries promised to do when they signed the Kyoto Protocol. They committed to significantly cut greenhouse gas emissions. China, like other developing countries, didn't have to make such pledges. In Montreal, talk turned to the future and whether China would agree to emissions controls. But Li says China can't.
It's clear, not possible for the moment. According to our national circumstances, within our capacity and capability, even we want to do that, we can't do.
If China won't, the U.S. says it won't either. The U.S. is the world's biggest emitter of greenhouse gases, but President Bush refused to sign the Kyoto Protocol, in part because China and India didn't have to make commitments.
Such argument is not fair to China.
Liu Shedu from China's Ministry of Science and Technology says developed countries like the United States caused the problem. They emitted most of the greenhouse gases that have accumulated in the atmosphere over the last several decades.
But more important is that actually they have more resources and the capability to deal with this issue. And so naturally they should also take more responsibilities to deal with it.
China is still a poor country where several hundred million people live below the poverty line. But Liu says it's doing more than people expected to fight climate change. Liu was surprised by how easily China's legislature passed a renewable energy law earlier this year.
Because actually it is a really ambitious law to stimulate the development of new and renewable energy.
It sets a goal of meeting 15% of China's energy needs with wind, hydropower, biomass, and other renewable energy sources. China also launched new automobile efficiency standards that independent experts say are tougher than U.S. standards. And it required public buildings to raise thermostats in summer to reduce air conditioning. Li Lian from China's Climate Change Coordinating Committee says the policies weren't driven by a desire to protect the climate. Instead, China wants to make its coal resources go further and save on expensive imported oil.
The natural resource base is scarce, and you have to do energy conservation. That's the prerequisite for us to make our development sustainable.
Li says the Kyoto Treaty helps in one way. It encourages developed countries to provide technology that helps China save energy. Whatever the motivation for China's policy changes, the Chinese government got a lot of credit in Montreal for taking steps that help the global climate, even from environmental activists like Chao Liming.
Chinese government is working so hard domestically to try to reduce this emissions.
Chao works on climate programs for the World Wildlife Fund in China. She seems particularly impressed by the government's requirement that public buildings keep air conditioners set at 79 degrees in the summer.
It's amazing. If you see what Chinese government is trying to do, it's amazing.
Chao points out that six Chinese people use as much energy as one American.
So do you think it is worthwhile to ask American citizen like you to reduce its own emission or to restrict the needs of a Chinese person? I mean, this is an equity issue.
Still, China likely will come under increased pressure, especially if it passes the U.S. to become the number one emitter of greenhouse gases. That's predicted to happen within the next 20 years. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.
You can read views from other countries on the Kyoto Protocol at our website, npr.org.